From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump said the dispute between Qatar and Saudi Arabia indicates his stance against terrorism is paying off. Mr. Trump, who denounced extremism in a speech in Riyadh last month, spoke with Saudi King Salman Tuesday, stressing the need for unity among the Gulf nations after the Saudis and five countries cut ties with Doha over its backing of terrorism. White House spokesman Sean Spicer appealed for resolution.
The United States continues to be in close communication with all the parties to resolve the issues and restore cooperation, which is so important to regional security there. I think that there is note that his message of toughness on terror finance and extremism is being heeded by countries in the region. But the U.S. still wants to see this issue de-escalated and resolved immediately, keeping with the principles that the president laid out in terms of defeating and terror financing and extremism.
U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said Doha has more work to do to combat extremism.
We recognize that Qatar has made some great efforts to try to stop financing of terror groups, including prosecuting suspected financiers, freezing assets, and introducing stringent controls on its banking system there. However, let me make this clear, they have made progress, but they still have work to do.
Regional analyst Stephen Zunis of the University of San Francisco said, ironically, Qatar's accusers have themselves backed terrorists.
More likely, the concern is that Qatar, through its state-owned but independent news media organization, Al Jazeera, has allowed for political space for opponents of these other regimes.
Qatar's foreign minister denied Tuesday his country's funding terrorists and said Kuwait is trying to mediate the crisis. This is VOA News.